The new two-part documentary, Trump's Front Row Joes, is the first inside look at Trump's diehard fans.
The Front Row Joes are incredible people.
Camping out for days to be in the front row at every Trump rally to support their hero.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer.
You had to love Mr. Donald Trump.
Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is a very busy breaking news Monday. We got a lot of stuff going down. And we're going to get to all of it. Of course, the big story right now is the impending imprisonment of Steve Bannon, who has been a friend of this program. Bannon is expected to turn himself into prison today, and it could happen at any moment. Steve Bannon is outside the Connecticut prison, and he is surrounded by hundreds of patriots. There are a number of "Don't Tread on Me" Gadsden flags flying, and just a few moments ago, a Catholic priest delivered a beautiful prayer, and we're actually going to carry some of that here momentarily. So we're working on gathering some audio as this event is unfolding in real time. Now, I will say this: Steve Bannon is defiant, and I would like to think that when they come for me, that I will be just as defiant as Steve Bannon is, because they're coming after all of us, and they're trying to silence everyone who is a leader in the America First movement. And we've seen them go after not only Steve Bannon, but Peter Navarro, Mark Meadows is on deck. And I want to try to make this as simple as possible for all of us to understand. Steve Bannon is a political prisoner. Peter Navarro is a political prisoner. And I want to explain why. Oh, that's just, well, that's old Starnes. That's old Starnes. He's at it again with that hyperbole. No, it's really not. And I want to explain this. All right. So here we go. And it's very simple. Merrick Garland was charged with the exact same crime. Merrick Garland, and by the way, the crime that Bannon is going to be serving jail time for, 4 months, 4 months in prison. He refused to testify before the J6 committee. He was held in contempt of Congress. 4 month prison sentence. Same thing happened to Peter Navarro. That's what they're guilty of. And there's just so much noise out there that a lot of times people have no idea. They think, though, Bannon stole something. Bannon shot somebody. No, not at all. He refused to testify before that sham committee. That's it. So Merrick Garland did the exact same thing. Merrick Garland refused to testify before Congress. Merrick Garland refused to turn over these documents, the Robert Hur tapes, which, by the way, would verify that Joe Biden, there's nothing there anymore. His mind has been liquefied by old age. And Merrick Garland refused to turn over those documents. Merrick Garland is in contempt of Congress. Yet the DOJ chose not to go after Merrick Garland. But they did go after Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an act of politics. They have weaponized the judicial system. They are literally jailing President Trump supporters. And if you really think that it's coincidence, do you really think it's coincidental that Steve Bannon will actually be in prison in the lead up to the November election? Do you really think that's just a coincidence? No, of course not. Of course it's not. Meanwhile, this Justice Department, they're also jailing pro-lifers. They have infiltrated Catholic churches and parishes. They were trying to convince priests to turn on their parishioners, to spy on their parishioners. Anybody who supported the Latin Mass, they wanted information. They wanted names, numbers, addresses. They wanted all of that. They also went after law-abiding gun owners. The guns-drawn pre-dawn raids. Look at what happened down at Mar-a-Lago. We now know, and by the way, we'll get to this, the incredible Supreme Court ruling in just a little while. Again, a lot of breaking news today. Look at what they did at Mar-a-Lago, where they literally told the Secret Service and the staff at Mar-a-Lago, you have to turn all the cameras off. You can't be here. We've got to go into the building. And what do we now know? We now know that the FBI literally staged photographs to imply that Trump was mishandling these classified documents when, in fact, they were actually in secure locations. We now know all of this to be true. So this is a very disturbing thing that's happening, and Bannon is defiant. We've got this audio I just sent. Do we have that ready, Dylan? All right, we're so just let me know when we've got it. We're working on this, and again, some of it, there's a little language, so which is why it's taking us a little time. But if I'm Bannon, I'm outraged over this, absolutely outraged over it. As a matter of fact, let's go first to Cut 17 if we can. Cut 17 first.
Tonight's special, next man up. The next man up, we got Poso and we got Charlie Kirk. Jack Posobiec, are your thoughts tonight on the eve of federal prisoner 0563-5509 becoming an official political prisoner in the Danbury Federal Prison tomorrow? Your thoughts, sir?
Well, look, Steve, I wouldn't say that I'm excited for what comes next, and I wouldn't say also that I'm shocked about what comes next. I don't think any of us are shocked by this. I don't think any of us are surprised.
Whoa, stop. I'm excited. I'm excited because, hey, I don't give two about going to Danbury Prison, okay?
Whoa.
Here's what I give a about. We're going to take down Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, and the corrupt DOJ and the FBI and all of it. I could care less. Okay, I'm excited because MAGA's going to let out a roar tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and burn it all down till we get to November 5th, where President Trump's going to win in a landslide. We're not backing down one inch.
So there's Bannon, defiant last night. Here's Bannon just moments ago outside the jail in Danbury, Connecticut. Let's listen.
I am proud to go to prison. If this is what it takes to stand up to tyranny, if this is what it takes to stand up to the Garland corrupt criminal DOJ, if this is what it takes to stand up to Nancy Pelosi, if this is what it takes to stand up to Joe Biden, I'm proud to do it.
Father, can you say a few words?
I'm not authorized to talk to the media.
You're not? Well, thank you for coming.
I agree with your positions, and I'll be praying for you. I'm in the St. Ignatius Retreat House, 15 minutes away.
You are?
Yeah. I'll get you whatever you need.
Father, don't pray for me. Pray for our enemies.
Yeah.
Right? Pray. They're the ones who are going to need the prayers. Thank you, Father.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Ave Maria Purissima. God bless you.
All right. That just happening moments ago, and just a very large crowd. And the priest is right. We are in a battle right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a war for the heart and the soul of our country. You better look. This is going to be one of the wildest election seasons in the history of the Republic. And it is far from over. And we've got a lot to unravel with Joe Biden, what happened over the weekend. Biden is standing firm. There's a reason for that. Barack Hussein Obama publicly backing Biden. But behind the scenes, Obama is enraged. He's on the warpath. So we're going to be taking your calls on all of this today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. But I want to say this about Steve Bannon. I admire this man. He is going in there, and they're not silencing him. And look, Martin Luther King Jr. led the entire civil rights movement from a jail in Birmingham, Alabama. So I do believe that Steve Bannon can lead and rally the troops from a jail cell in Connecticut. And this is all hands on deck. You are getting a taste right now of what life in America will be like for conservatives if we do not stop the tyranny of these Marxists. They're coming after all of us. We've got to stop it in November, and we can do that. Not only the White House, but we've got to retake the Senate, and we've got to grow our majority in the House of Representatives. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. By the way, I want to say thank you to all of our great listeners in Waterloo, Iowa. Wow, you guys came out, and, you know, Waterloo's one of the stations, they don't carry the show live. They carry it in the evening time, and we have huge numbers. I wasn't quite sure how many people were going to come out to our event over the weekend, but we had a little over 200 people that showed up for the Saturday book signing. It was just so much fun. The staff at KXEL, Jeff Stein and the great crew over there, crushing it, and it was such an honor to meet so many wonderful, wonderful listeners over at KXEL. And we were getting a lot of people asking us, all right, when are you gonna go live in Waterloo? We're working on it, so hang tight with us. But anyway, it has been so much fun, this book tour, visiting so many of our great listeners around the nation. Next month, we're going to be at KYKN. We're doing an event there in Salem, Oregon, and we're very excited about heading out to that area as well. All right, let's get to the phones, 901-260-5926. Let's start the day in Iowa. Rick, radio station KXEL. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Todd, I want to say thank you for being on the radio and being a conservative Christian. I was not able to make it to the Iowa Fest because I had a family event that came up all of a sudden. But I just want to let you know that you are really appreciated here. And conservative Christians really enjoy your the way you talk, the way you bring things out. I wish I could have met you in person, but you're always welcome here. The pork loins are fantastic. And next time you come in, I'd like you to go to the Amana Colony. It's a German, it's when the Germans first came into Iowa, and it's really, really nice.
Well, I had several people tell me about that, and you're not kidding. You folks, you take the pork loin very seriously there in Iowa. I will say this. The food was outstanding, and you guys kept me fed and watered, and that was greatly appreciated. But, Rick, next time, yeah, we'll definitely be back, but it was so great. Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Waterloo. We went to Benton County. We were all over the place. And it was just such an honor to be able to shake so many hands and to meet so many of our great listeners. As a matter of fact, we ran out of books, but we still had a great time. And, Rick, I'm sorry we missed each other, but thank you again for those kind words, and thanks for listening to KXEL. All right. Go ahead, Rick.
I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Rick. All right, let's go to Georgia, another great radio station, WDUN, Emory. Hi, Emory. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, just wanted to let you know you were there a week ago at Faith and Freedom in Washington, D.C. My wife, Elaine, and I was there, and with it, amazing. You did a great job, Yakin did, Christy Nome. Trump did a fireball job. He was really geared up. And one of the biggest things that we kept telling everybody with thousands of people there, vote. Get out and vote. This is a shame that we have more Christians that will say, well, I didn't have time to go vote. And I look at them and say, you're kidding me. And, you know, we have to get out and vote. I wanted to tell you it was a great conference. And I'm a state representative here in Georgia. And let me tell you what, we had leaders from all over, and we had people from all over the country. And again, thank you for your stand. And it was kind of funny. I enjoyed you speaking. And I just wanted to reach out and let you know that.
Well, Emory, I appreciate those kind words, but I'm a little upset with you. You should have come over and introduced yourself and said hello. I would have loved to have fellowshipped a little bit.
And, you know, I should have, and Trump was coming in, and I had several people that, believe it or not, from Georgia. You know how it is when you get tied up with people that haven't seen you, and they want to talk to you about this bill or that bill, or talk to you about what's going to happen here and there. And my wife looked and said, plus I had a rental property, the water heater went out, so I was trying to take care of getting everything done. But I will catch you next time you're here.
All right.
I will catch you.
That's a deal. Well, Emory, thank you for calling in. It was a great conference, the Road to the Majority Conference. President Trump just really knocked it out of the ballpark. And Emory's right. We've got to get out and we've got to vote. Folks, it is literally all hands on deck. Now, let me explain something to you, and we're going to be talking about this all week. But this situation with Joe Biden, folks, trust me on this. Take this to the bank. The mainstream media did not just wake up en masse on Thursday night at 9:02 p.m. Eastern and suddenly figure out, holy crap, the cheese has done slid off that guy's cracker. That did not happen. This is all part of a plan, and you know that because the New York Times came out with an op-ed within 30 minutes of the debate being over. Every single anchor on every single network said the exact same things in almost the exact same time in the exact same sequence. My phone is blowing up. I'm getting the text messages, senior officials in the Democrat Party. People are freaking out. No. This is all orchestrated. Now, there is a wrench, and that wrench is the First Lady, Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, who, by the way, is now being described as an Eleanor Roosevelt-style First Lady. In other words, this woman is literally running the show. And the wrench is Jill Biden not wanting to give up power. And Jill Biden is, and by the way, the family all got together, and we now know, because of the reporting of the New York Times, the family got together at Camp David on Sunday. And the point was to figure out, do we pull out of the race? Do we go back home to Delaware? Do we call it a day? And according to the reporting of the New York Times, the first family did something which is going to be very dangerous. And this is going to be fascinating to see all of this play out. They literally threw all of their advisors under the bus. And these are very powerful figures within the Democrat Party. So now the family has basically isolated itself. And it's our understanding that Joe Biden is now relying heavily on Hunter Biden for advice. In other words, Joe Biden and the country is being run by a guy getting advice from a crackhead. So just so you understand where we are right now, we are in very dangerous territory as a nation. We all know as a result of that debate, and now everybody does, that Joe Biden is not running the country. Barack Obama is running this country. And God forbid we find ourselves in a shooting war, and there's a very good chance we will. As a matter of fact, all of our forces over in Europe, the U.S. Army, on high alert. An imminent terrorist attack is what they're telling us. And this is insane. Just insane. Which is why Chip Roy is calling out Kamala Harris once a resolution passed, calling for her to invoke the 25th Amendment. So here's my question. Do we invoke the 25th Amendment or do we just let this all play out? and wait till November. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. We'll be right back, folks.
Economists warn that massive tax hikes could devastate your IRA and 401k account as the stock market braces for impact. With inflation on the rise and global uncertainty looming, it's clear why central banks and savvy Americans are turning to gold. If you haven't had your eye on gold, it's time to make it a priority. Priority Gold. Trust our team of proven professionals to help you diversify your savings with gold and silver. Call 1-800-405-GOLD or visit PriorityGold.com/gold for a free gold info guide. Plus, see if you qualify for free shipping and storage. Experts agree that physical gold is one of the best ways to fortify your savings, no matter what the economic climate. Act now to get your portfolio working for you while the market is golden. Call 1-800-405-GOLD to speak with a gold specialist or visit PriorityGold.com/gold to learn more. That's 1-800-405-GOLD.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Getting a lot of questions here about what would happen if Joe Biden drops out or is forced off the ticket. Well, he can't be forced off the ticket. I mean, Joe Biden's got the nomination. And all of the money that has been raised, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of campaign dollars, that doesn't transfer to anybody other than Kamala Harris. So if for some reason Joe Biden decides not to run, or if they get to the convention and there's an open convention and another candidate is selected, well, they're going to have to come up with a heck of a lot of money right away. So there is some thought here that one of the things they could do is replace Kamala Harris. Look, she's the problem, right? The reason why that they haven't got rid of Joe, and there have been efforts over the past 2 years to do that, but the reason why is, first of all, Jill Biden has said, no, that's not going to happen. I'm in charge. I want the power. The other reason is everybody knows that Kamala Harris is not up for the job. Big trouble. Big problems. 901-260-5926. So the question now is, and by the way, they're coming out and they're saying that ultimately CNN is to blame because they were working against Joe Biden. The debates were set up in a way that hurt Joe Biden. I mean, they're blaming everybody from CNN to Donald Trump to the makeup artist for making him look pale as a ghost. Literally. It's just fascinating to see the blame game. Joe Biden himself's not taking any blame at all. Now, the reality, though, is this, and hear me, that it was the Biden campaign that wanted an early debate. They're the ones that pushed for an early debate. It was Joe Biden who pushed for the format. It was Joe Biden who pushed for the muted microphones. It was Joe Biden and the campaign who decided, you know what, there will be no fact-checking. So if there's anybody to blame, it's Joe Biden. Let's go to our good friend Mark from the Villages in Florida. Hi, Mark. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I want to make three quick points. Here's another thought. Maybe Biden's not going to step down, figuring Obama and the Democrats used him like a puppet that he is. So Biden figured, I'll give it back to Trump so he should have it like he should have had it in the beginning. Obama and the Democrats used Biden. They knew he was never fit to be president, but it worked for their agenda to take this country down. Secondly, and those that vote for Biden have a screw loose and should have taken a cognitive test as well. When you vote for an individual, do your research on that candidate first, or this is what you're going to end up with. This not only exposed Biden, exposed the far left as well. Todd, it's too late to replace Biden. Who are you going to replace him with? Slimeball Slickhead Newsom, who destroyed California? Do your research on Newsom. And lastly, it was Trump. If I was Trump, I'd show empathy and refuse another debate again. That way Trump looks good in the long run. I'm like a Democrat. They had their chance, you know. So if I was Trump, I wouldn't do another debate. I'd refuse it. He's looking out for Biden.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, I mean, do you think Biden's going to get any better? I mean, it's not like he can, you know, take a pill and all of a sudden be back to normal. This thing, as a matter of fact, we've got some audio, and I want you guys to listen to this. This is Joe Biden in 2019 compared to Joe Biden in 2024. Take a listen to Cut 8.
I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
He wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare to,
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if
you will determine the outcome of this election, vote, vote, vote. If you're able to vote early in your state, vote early. If you're able to vote in person, vote in person. Vote whatever way is the best way for you, because you will. He cannot stop you.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
Enough of this. All right. So that's what we're dealing with here, Mark. I mean, you can hear the literal decline. And by the way, in 19, he was already in decline, and that was already a topic of conversation back then. This is really bad.
Yeah, and that goes to my point. He was never fit to run this country. They placed him in here to feed their agenda. That's all they did.
That's it.
And then that debate to watch him say he's a 60 handicap. He can't even get by two holes in miniature golf. He can't even ride a bicycle, but yet he's going to golf against Trump. Give me a break.
Well, he's got a lot of handicaps, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, he does.
All right, Mark, appreciate that call. Good to hear from you. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So look, this Supreme Court ruling, 6-3 on presidential immunity, and it's a huge victory for President Trump, and it's common sense. A president cannot be prosecuted for fulfilling his duties as president of the United States. So now, as a matter of fact, we've got some audio here. This is cut number 15, please.
We're going to get out of that commercial break because we have word that the Supreme Court has issued a ruling on the extent of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to involve official acts during the tenure of President Trump. This is the big one we've been waiting for. It's consequential. It's really interesting that the Supreme Court in 248 years of our history has never actually ruled on this. So it is big and sweeping. And I have our political panel looking over this right now. Andy McCarthy, Chief Justice John Roberts has the writing on this. He's got the pen. Is that significant?
It's very significant. It's the most important case of the term in terms of the long-term interests of the executive branch, in terms of the short-term interests of Donald Trump. And it looks like, at least within the bounds of clear executive authority, what Chief Justice Roberts is saying is that the president clearly has immunity from prosecution. So the question is going to be, again, I think Trey underscored this before, is what is an official act? There's going to be a lot of litigation about that, and what's close to the core of clear executive constitutional authority versus the outer ambit of it.
All right, so now you've got radical leftists who are all Biden supporters now saying that they want Biden to use that Supreme Court ruling to assassinate Donald Trump. Now, this is from Harry Sisson. He's one of the junior Trump supporters. And he says, according to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take out the Supreme Court. So he's calling for the assassination of the Supreme Court. And he says that Biden could send in the military to take out Trump, because Biden has immunity for official acts now. Leftists are literally calling for Trump and the Supreme Court to be assassinated. Here's another one. Biden should have Trump killed and see what happens next. Might set dangerous precedents or whatever, but since conservatives have had to scramble to assert the president as king, legally, he's in the clear. He could also bomb the Supreme Court. Nothing of value here. So there you go, folks. This is a dangerous situation. Now, I know that Steve Bannon is going to be fine. He's a good man. He's a big guy. He can take care of himself. But the reality is, a lot of conservatives get sent off to prison and they don't come out. And by the way, that's why you've got that moron down in Mississippi, that congressman, who wants to remove President Trump's Secret Service Brigade. He wants to remove the Secret Service protection from Trump when he goes into prison. If that happens, they're going to get Trump in prison. I'm telling you, these are very dangerous times in America right now. But again, it was the right decision for the Supreme Court to make. And no, that does not give a president the right to go and murder a political enemy, a political opponent. It does not. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to switch gears. We have got so much to get through today. We have some great guests coming up. I want to talk about what happened over the weekend in San Francisco and Seattle. Now, I have a question for the LGB crowd. And the UT people, I don't think we have any transgender people that listen to the program. But the gays and the lesbians and the bisexuals, I just want to have a talk with you for a moment. What the heck is going on here? What the heck is going on within these pride parades? And I'm being as serious as I can be right now. All right, let's just, for the sake of this argument, I want to know, why do you guys tolerate men stripping down to their thongs and G-strings and walking down the streets? Why do you guys go along with that? Why do you allow men to shed their clothes and ride bicycles fully naked in front of children? Why is that? I am just sincere as all get out here. I want to know why. What is that part of your culture? Is that part of what it means to be gay or to be a lesbian? Is to wear buttless leather chaps in public? Is that seriously? I'm just asking. I mean, you don't see that in, you know, straight people parades. Do we have straight people? Oh, yes, it's called Independence Day celebrations. Yes, thank you. You don't see that, right? You don't see in a Christmas parade, you don't see the elves having an orgy while on a parade float. You just don't see that kind of stuff. So I'm wondering, why is it that that kind of behavior happens at these gay pride parades? And nobody, you know, everybody, all, and every time you point it out, how dare you, you're just smearing all gay people. You're just saying that all gay people love to run around shaking their moneymakers and wearing buttless leather chaps and red stiletto heels. How dare you? No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it happens and there is a lot of it. And I just want to know, is that part of the gay culture? And if it's not, why aren't you guys out there condemning this? And you parade organizers, why aren't you saying, no, if you're gonna march in our parade, you have to wear pants? So anyway, here is Savannah Hernandez, lovely young lady. She's an independent journalist, and she was out there documenting all of this. We have the videos up on our website, and I will caution you, they are disturbing. Cut number 21.
Okay, I feel physically ill after spending the day at San Francisco Pride. Now, I've been to quite a few Pride events, but this one was by far the most disturbing, and it was because there were nudists there that were fully erect in front of children, standing in a way to make sure that everybody saw their fully exposed penises. There were adults grabbing other people's genitals, and other adults masturbating. There was a fetish zone in which people were peeing on each other. So again, too, I'm shocked and horrified after experiencing this. Keep in mind that this is an all ages event. There were children present. The fetish zone was an 18 plus area, but there were no IDs being checked. And again, there were adults essentially having sex in public. I am shocked. I've never experienced such a vulgar display of promiscuity. I mean, I don't even know what to say in terms of this. I'm shocked and horrified, and I don't think I'm ever going to cover Pride ever again after what I witnessed today.
And by the way, every single thing she said is documented on video with children present as men basically had a giant public orgy on the streets in broad daylight. And there were men who were literally committing sex acts on other men in public, just right there in the parade. And she's not kidding about this kiddie pool. They had one of those little inflatable pools that you buy down at the Walmart and you inflate the pool, and they were literally urinating in the pool, and there was somebody in there. It was called a fetish zone. People were getting, there was a lot of leather and chains, and people were getting flogged. This is all in broad daylight in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, somebody asked the police, we have some audio here of a reporter asking police, why aren't you guys arresting anybody? What's going on here? Cut 14.
One question for you guys. I'm a news reporter. Okay. So obviously there's a lot of nudity around here, men, women, transsexual stuff going on. And there's kids, you know, wandering around the vent. I'm not sure on San Francisco's laws or California's laws, is it legal for nudity to be presented in front of kids?
Nudity is legal, yeah, within certain boundaries.
But then, what are the boundaries, do you know?
Coupled with a lewd act. Yeah, anything coupled with a lewd act or anything being done for sexual gratification that involves other people.
Okay, but this event wouldn't be considered for sexual gratification.
No, if they're walking around and it's out, that's right. That'd be different than if they're masturbating, okay, or if they're forcing, you know, like flashing people, right? Like trying to get their attention. Yeah. Flashing. But no.
But even with kids, it's fine to be nude as long as there's no masturbation or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Could they not just use a loincloth? I mean, for the love of God, they do that on the National Geographic specials. But anyway, you heard the police there say, yeah, there are no crimes being committed here. Well, I would challenge you to go and watch the videos on our website. By the way, in Seattle, they had the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts leading the parade with dozens of giant gay pride flags. That's what the Scouts have become. But I'm curious. Forget the perverts for a moment. What about the moms and dads that brought their children and expose their children to all of these people out there walking around in like it was, I don't know, some sort of a National Geographic special? What about those parents? Why aren't they being brought up on charges? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Go watch the videos. I want to hear your reaction. We'll be right back.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More important, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
All right, let's get to the phones real quick here. Alice in Arkansas listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Alice. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Mr. Todd, my heart is breaking, and I also feel rather kind of sick to my stomach, so to speak, with what you just said. What came to my mind is Sodom and Gomorrah. What comes to my mind now is God made it male and female. God is a good and loving God. He wants people to repent and love Him. That's why He created us.
That's true, Alice. Look, let me jump in here because the phone's going to cut us, or the computer's going to cut us off, Alice. But you're right to be disgusted. I think all of us are to be disgusted by what we just saw here. I mean, this is nothing more than Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, we get out here, folks, and I want you to think about this. This was happening in major American cities. Public nudity, sex acts, orgies in broad daylight. Why is this not national news? Why are we turning a blind eye? Actually, I wish we could turn a blind eye to this, because you can't unsee some of that stuff. Go and look at the video. And I want you to ask yourself, are we better off now, or are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? Because I'm telling you, we ask God to bless America. We need to be asking God to have mercy on us after what happened this weekend in San Francisco. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up next. We'll be right back.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Coming up a little bit later on today, this hour, actually, we're going to be talking to Ryan Walters, the state superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. He is now directing all school districts to incorporate the Bible in the curriculum. I think that's a terrific idea. Also coming up a little bit later on, Congressman Pat Fallon's going to be here. Mary Margaret Olihan has an update on the Miss Maryland competition where a dude won. And Art Alley's going to drop by, so that's going to be a lot of fun. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Well, I want to play some audio here. This is from last night, yesterday, on MSDNC. Jen Psaki is the former press secretary for Joe Biden, and she was followed up by KJP. Here's Jen Psaki last night on MSDNC, Cut 22.
Okay, let's start with the obvious. Joe Biden had a very bad night on Thursday. There is no one, not Democratic lawmakers, not Biden campaign officials, not Joe Biden himself, who would tell you that he had a good night, or they shouldn't tell you that. And remember, the biggest concern about the president from the moment this reelection campaign started was about his age and his ability to campaign effectively. The campaign wanted to have a debate early to shake up the race and silence those concerns. Instead, the president made them much louder. And his performance, or lack thereof at many moments, also completely overshadowed what was a complete torrent of lies from Donald Trump and some crazy language. So no, not a good night for the Biden campaign. And what came next was a full-scale freakout inside several factions of the Democratic Party. My old boss, David Plouffe, who I'm going to talk to in just a minute, and who is one of the smartest political minds in the country, called it a DEFCON 1 moment that night. And he was right. It was. I mean, within the first 10 minutes of that debate, the question was being asked here in Washington and Capitol Hill offices and group chats all over my phone and editorial meetings across the country whether Joe Biden should carry on as the Democratic nominee. And our job is not to ignore those questions because they are real, they are valid, and they aren't going away. Today, the president is at Camp David with his family for a photo shoot. The trip was pre-planned and announced a week ago and honestly did not raise any alarm bells to me. But its existence has fueled a lot of speculation about what they might discuss, given how close his family and how important his family is to him. And the speculation is not going to stop anytime soon. But right now, it's also important to remember, there is no real indication that Joe Biden plans to step aside. And he and the campaign seem to be quite invested in the fight to keep going. In his first rally following the debate, we saw a completely different, totally different Joe Biden from the one we saw on the debate stage the night before.
All right, there you go. So you've got Jen Psaki jumping ship. A lot of Democrats are. The New York Times over the weekend, and this happened late Friday, when the New York Times came out, their editorial board, and said it's time for Joe Biden to step aside. Now, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did the exact same thing over the weekend. So my question is very simple. Should Joe Biden be forced out? If he is not capable of being able to run for re-election, what makes you think that this guy should be president of the United States right now? So is it time for Joe Biden to go, or does Biden stay? Look, here's my take on it. As crazy as this is, and I know that Congressman Chip Roy is putting out the 24th Amendment resolution, but my concern is this. What happens if the Democrats do come up with some sort of a young gun at the last minute and they get a giant burst of enthusiasm? What if they decide to run somebody like a Michelle Obama? As crazy as that may be, a Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton ticket, that would spark the Democrat Party into action and would get voters who are right now lethargic out to vote on Election Day. So maybe, just maybe, we're better off having Joe Biden in the White House and having Joe Biden on the Democrat ticket. But I'm telling you right now, if we sit around and do what we did in the last election cycle, we're going to end up losing again. We've got to get out there, and every single person has to go and has to vote. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Scott in Georgia. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Yes, I just have, you know, now that it sounds like Joe Biden's not going to drop out of the race, you know, the concern is if he does become president again, you know, nobody's asking if he will he be able to serve all 4 years. Because if not, which I don't think he will, you know, it's really a vote for Kamala Harris. And is everybody ready for Kamala Harris to be our president? And that's my thought. Nobody's asking or talking about that.
Yeah, look, that's an issue. And I think that, you know, but again, I think deals were made. I actually know deals were made to get Harris on the ticket because they needed a DEI hire on that ticket. She's the DEI hire, Scott. And I'm not quite sure that the Democrats know that she's not capable. And the other issue is that she may not be a team player with Obama. And that's a concern because Obama is running this show right now. And the Bidens have now gone rogue. They've thrown everybody off the bus. And now it's the Biden family running things. This is going to get pretty ugly.
Right, yeah, and I just saw a poll, I think it was yesterday, where Harris is very low, even in the possible presidential candidates. And, you know,
she lost her own state, Scott. Yeah, she lost her own state during the Democrat primary.
Yep, and, you know, it's just, you know, I don't hear the Republicans talking about are we ready for, or if he is reelected, really are we ready for a Harris presidential or president?
Because that's what will happen. Is that she will become president of the United States. That's how dangerous all of this is. Scott, it's a great point you bring up. Appreciate you calling in. 901-260-5926. Let me say this. There's a CBS News YouGov poll that came out yesterday, and 73% of registered voters, Republican and Democrat, 73% say Biden does not have the mental or cognitive skills necessary to be president of the United States. 73%. Let's go to Gary, Daytona Beach, Florida. Hi, Gary. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm going to adjust my comment a little from telling the screener with your last clip of Jen Psaki. part of it was that part of the Jen Psaki, if she wanted to be totally honest, she would have told us who has been running, like what you mentioned with Obama, who has been running our country for over 2.5 years, because maybe at the beginning it wasn't totally. But if there's any threat to democracy, as Biden likes to say, it is him and his family not being honest on who is running the country. And because there's not a chance in the world. And what I did mention to your screener was the fact that I was in a lot of trouble. I talked to you a few days before the debate. And after the debate, I told my wife, I said, well, I'm very sorry, but the judge in New York City is now going to sentence Trump most likely to jail of some sort, home confinement, 90 days, 120 days, something, because they go all out. Their game plan is so far advanced. The Dems, they have, if this drops, we do this. If that drops, plan C, plan D, plan E. And I was amazed at Gretchen Whitmer coming out saying that Michigan is now Trump territory.
Yes. So they're going to be guns a-blazing on Joe Biden, and Whitmer and the others are demanding that Biden throw in the towel. It's not going to happen, though, Gary. That's the thing. It's not going to happen. I know that O'Reilly was out there saying, oh, it's a done deal. Based on what happened and the reporting of the New York Times and others out of Camp David yesterday, it looks to me like the Biden family is tripling down here. I don't think they're ready to leave.
You'll have to promise Kamala Harris the Supreme Court seat. I don't know what you can give her, but because even though she polls terribly, don't forget that in this election, 2, 3, 4%, if 4% of the people think that Kamala's wonderful and she's their light at the top of the hill, I mean, you don't want to throw away 3 or 4%. And I really think that there's some people that think she's worthy of that. And I don't know how you step around her, above her, sideways. I mean, they have themselves a problem.
It's a big problem. And again, going back to the original debates, the original debate schedule, the first debate would have been in September. All right, September. So whoever convinced Joe Biden to do this early debate, that's who's responsible for this coup. I mean, that's basically what this is. First of all, Biden has no business being president of the United States. He's never had the mental acumen. But regardless, now that he is, the Democrat Party is staging a coup to overthrow their own guy. This is unbelievable what's happening. Gary, appreciate that call. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Todd, I can't believe all this is unfolding the way it is. But I tell you, I think the most angry person right now in the United States, as angry as you and I are, should be a Democrat that when they watch Joe Biden's performance on Thursday night and the veil was lifted, I hope they realize that they've been lied to. And the media and the Dems, they've all known about it. Nancy Pelosi's known about this, Chuck Schumer. Even the ones that have been mentioned to replace Biden, they all knew about this. So why would you want to replace Biden with someone that's lied about him as well? But, you know, if they've lied about that, what else they lied about? That would be what I would be asking myself if I were a Democrat. You know, they lied about Russia. They've lied about the 2020 election. They lied about Ukraine. They've lied about COVID. They've lied about so much, and now it's all been exposed. But this all goes back to the fact that Trump won in 2016, and the Democrats can't handle it, and they wouldn't let the democratic process play out, and so they interfered. But as far as the election goes, Todd, I read where that if Biden is, unless he dies or is removed by the 25th Amendment, there's three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Nevada. He's going to forfeit those states because once his name is on the ballot, it cannot be removed unless it's for those two reasons. And if I'm a Democrat, just think about this. Your party that touts itself as the party of democracy, how does it feel going into a convention and having your leadership select for you who your nominee is going to be? that they could choose somebody that not one Democratic voter has ever voted for this primary season to represent them.
Well, it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to do that because, again, the way the Democrat Party's rules are structured is that if Biden decides not to step aside, he's going to be the nominee. It's possible, but it's incredibly unlikely. Now, if Biden decides to step out on his own and say, you know what, I'm done here. Okay, well, yeah, they can replace the top of the ticket. But if Biden decides that he doesn't want to step aside, I just think they're going to be stuck with this guy, Charles.
Well, I think they are, too. And there's so many problems if they try to get rid of Kamala Harris, you know, and bring somebody else in, you know, above her, other than Biden. But, God, they've done this not only to themselves but to the country. And I hope they fall on the sword that they planted, because what they've done to this country the last really 8 years, ever since Trump came down that escalator, is just unconscionable. And they economically, culturally, politically, foreign policy-wise, everything, the 11 million invaders that have invaded and occupied our country, they have put this country in such a precarious position that once the Republicans take control, these people that perpetrated this have got to be held accountable and face severe criminal, political, and financial repercussions for what they've done in this country.
All right. Charles, got to run. Appreciate the call. And let me say this. Axios had a fascinating inside look at what's going on inside the White House. And it looks to me like we're dealing with a massive cover-up here to some extent. I mean, look, if you don't know, if you did not know going into Thursday night's debate that that's who Joe Biden really was, then that's on you. You're a moron. But it's a lot worse than that because apparently the White House staff has been complicit in this cover-up. They say that they were literally having to move meetings to a certain period of time where Joe Biden was actually lucid. I think they call it sundowning, which is something that that dementia patients deal with. And those of you, and we've got a lot of experts on that out there. But it looks to me like Jill Biden not only should be charged with elder abuse, but they've basically been covering up the fact that the president of the United States is incompetent, cannot do his job. And if the reporting is correct, that Joe Biden has been the de facto president of these United States to some extent. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
So at some point, somebody has to step up and say, yeah, look, the president, his mind is no longer there. So Axios is reporting, and I mentioned this before, right before the break, that staffers are completely being frozen out, and they're not allowed in the private residential area of the White House, which was weird because Obama, Trump, Bush, the staff was able to do their jobs. But with Biden, they're being kept away. And according to Axios, they're saying that the president is dependably engaged, but only between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Now, anytime if the president is anytime outside that zone, he is susceptible to verbal miscues and fatigue. world leaders, too, have noticed very disturbing behavior from the president. Now, the behavior the Biden aides described, this is from the reporting of Daily Caller, can be compared to a symptom of dementia called sundowning. And the term sundowning refers to a state of confusion that affects older people, especially those with Alzheimer's. And it normally happens late in the day as the sun is beginning to set. Now, this is all according to the Mayo Clinic. More extreme cases of sundowning result in anxiety, aggression, pacing, wandering, and even hallucinations. And this makes sense. Remember the times, and this has happened at least three or four times, when Biden has been addressing people in the crowd who are actually dead. So they're not actually there, but he may actually be seeing them as a result of this this condition. It could also explain why the White House staff is being kept out of the private quarters, that they don't want people to see this. Unbelievable what's happening right now, in a very dangerous position for this country to be in. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
Well, I'm telling you, folks, a balance of nature. Wow. The discounts, I've never seen them this big. You've heard me talking about balance of nature for quite some time, and I hope that you are taking their incredible fruits and veggies supplements there. Balanceofnature.com is the website. That's balanceofnature.com. Use my discount code and you're going to get some incredible savings. Are you ready for this? 50% off. 50% off your first order. All you have to do is give them a call, 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or you can order online, balanceofnature.com. Now, very important, have to use my discount code, Todd, and you're going to get 50% off. It's an extraordinary offer. Again, balanceofnature.com, discount code Todd, and you're going to get 50% off your first order right now. All right. Man, I am so excited about the incredible, and I do mean incredible work that our next guest has been doing. We're talking about the superintendent of schools there in Oklahoma, Ryan Walters, and making national headlines and triggering leftists border to border, coast to coast. So the Oklahoma school superintendent now directing all school districts to incorporate the Bible in the classroom. I love this. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Superintendent Ryan Walters. Hey, Ryan, good to have you back with us.
I really appreciate it, Todd. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's talk about what exactly this directive is going to do. What do you want the schools to do?
Yes, sir. Well, what I've told these radical leftists is you can be offended, you can be mad, you can experience your emotional kind of response. But what you can't do is you can't rewrite our history and lie to our kids. So what we have directed every school to do is you will teach the Bible in your history courses. You will teach the Bible in the classrooms when you're talking about literature, when you're talking about math, science. It's going to be in every classroom. The Bible had the biggest impact on American history than any other document. And so we're going to make sure that our kids have an understanding of the role the Bible played as a historical context to shape the founders' viewpoints. You can look at every president in the country, how much they referenced biblical texts. You can look all the way up to Martin Luther King Jr. and the arguments he made for the Civil Rights Movement, connecting them to biblical teaching. And it is academic malpractice to not have the Bible as a part of curriculum in schools. The left has driven it out. The teachers' union drove the Bible out of schools. We're very proud to be the first state to put it back in every classroom in the state.
So you've got the Muslims enraged at you. Also, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They're accusing you of inappropriately promoting Christianity in taxpayer-funded schools. How do you respond to those complaints?
Yeah, they're absolutely not true. The reality is, it's our history. Again, they can be mad. They can be offended. They don't have to believe in God or believe in Christianity. But that doesn't change the fact that Thomas Jefferson wrote that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, who was he talking about? Well, why did he say it that way? Why was that an important distinction to make? Well, if you don't talk about the Bible, you don't talk about the Christian faith, well, you don't understand why the people of America thought that was important to include there. If you don't understand the Bible, you don't understand the First Great Awakening, you don't understand why so many Americans were demanding that it was a God-given right in the first place. So the reality is again, they can be offended all they want, but this is a historical argument. That was the Bible that they were referencing. It was the Bible that was quoted by the founders. We've looked at the academic research from the period. The Bible is overwhelmingly the most cited document in the 1600s and 1700s in political writings. So to not include that is absolutely doing wrong by our kids. And frankly, Todd, if you don't include it and you don't include it in the impact it's had, that's indoctrinating kids, because you're not telling them the true story of what did the founders embed in America, what were the values, what were the viewpoints that drove them, what was the context behind their decision-making. And that is how they're indoctrinating our kids, to not allow them to see that the faith and the morality of the people of America absolutely drove the way that they made decisions.
All right, so I'm curious how this is all going to work out from a very practical level. Is there a curriculum, or are the teachers going to just read from the Bible? How will all this work?
Right, so we are rolling out guidance in the next 2 weeks of how it will apply in the classroom. So the specifics of when we say that you need to reference the Bible here in context of, for example, we were sitting down this morning about the Puritans and the Quakers. Well, how do you include the Bible so that kids understand what their viewpoint was in American history? Abraham Lincoln, we've got several quotes from Abraham Lincoln that are very prominent in our curriculum, okay? Well, these included biblical quotes. So how do you explain Abraham Lincoln's motivations as an individual if you don't explain why he cited these Bible verses routinely? So we're working on that guidance for teachers to show them where specifically they need to make sure that they're including biblical text, what biblical text, and the context that is historically accurate. And so that's what we're developing to give teachers here in the next few weeks, so that they can see the very specific examples of biblical text that we expect to be included.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Ryan Walters, the state superintendent of schools there in Oklahoma. I'm curious, what happens if a teacher decides, and you know how they are, that they're going to be defiant and they're not going to follow this order?
They're going to have to find another job. Because here's the reality. These are in our academic standards. We already in state law say you are to teach the religion and understanding of groups like the Puritans, like the Quakers, like Thomas Jefferson, natural rights. Well, what we've seen is schools are not including the Bible. How do you teach that, Todd, without talking about the Bible? How do you talk about that without talking about the beliefs of those individuals? So, first of all, the districts are going to have to get into alignment to make sure that kids understand those terms, what the role religion played by mentioning the Bible directly and its impact. And if a teacher chooses to only cover some of our academic standards and not others, then they're going to have to get a different job. They're not going to continue to teach in the state of Oklahoma, because you can't pick and choose. That would be like, I mean, if a teacher came in and said, you know, I don't agree with the Civil Rights Movement, so I'm not going to teach that part of it. Okay, well then, you know, there's plenty of other jobs out there for you to have, but you're not going to teach in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to kind of see how far this country has strayed, Ryan. Franklin Roosevelt, when our troops were being sent off to fight in World War II, every single one of our troops was actually given a Bible, a pocket Bible with an inscription from President Roosevelt. A Democrat president, by the way. Oh, I think we may.
Right. And, no, right. And I'm sorry. I thought you were going to keep going there with them because, you know, JFK is another one. Look at John F. Kennedy. Look at the quotations he included in some of his most famous speeches about Christianity. I mean, you can go through the entire list and see it there. And this is going to shock you. Thought it shocked me. Even the New York Times in their piece over the weekend said, all my claims are factual, but the most prominent book in school classrooms until 1963 would have been, undisputedly, the Bible. I mean, even the New York Times tries to fact check that and says, well, technically he's right. It's like, well, yeah, until we had a Supreme Court that targeted Christians and targeted Christianity and the Bible in our schools, of course it would be prominent. How do you take out the number one best-selling book in American history and say, you don't need to know any of the where this played in American role, and you sure don't need to read any of it. That's a crazy position. But that is the position the radical left has been able to push into our schools and basically create state-sponsored atheist centers. I mean, I don't know what else you'd call them, Todd, when you have a school that says, listen, never acknowledge the Bible, never quote the Bible. It doesn't matter if the founders did. Doesn't matter if Abraham Lincoln did. Doesn't matter what they say about it. You can never tell a kid, use those quotations or understand the role faith played in their lives. Well, to me, that's a state-sponsored atheist center right there.
You know, Ryan, this may be unfair, but to get your thoughts on, but, you know, over the weekend, we've been talking about this quite a bit on the show today. The videos coming out of San Francisco and Seattle where you see behavior that would make the mayors of Sodom and Gomorrah blush. I mean, we're talking about public sex between men in front of children and this debauchery out there. And yet the media turns a blind eye to this evil. And they say the greater threat to children is having a Bible in a classroom or mentioning the fact that, you know what, the Bible played a very important role in the founding of this country.
Well, I'm going to say two quick things on that. Number one, I mean, I just got out of a fight that I'm still in the middle of where I've got these radical leftists that are trying to force genderqueer and flamer and pornography in our schools that are now trying to argue with me about putting the Bible in schools. And it's like, guys, I don't know how to explain this to you. They are not on the same plane here, guys. You can't compare the Bible to pornography that you're trying to stick in a classroom so kids might think that they're gay, lesbian, or transgender. These are not on the same plane. And I can't believe I got to say that out loud, but you do with these radical leftists. Number two, well, what do we think happens in society when the founders firmly believe you maximize individual rights that come from God, but you also accept the responsibility of a society to have morals, to have faith, to have the ability to guide your own actions? That was their belief, that the two were intertwined. Well, when you go through decade after decade and you only teach maximize individual liberty and there's no conversations around the faith that guided Americans, around the morality that guided Americans for all of these centuries, well, then you're not getting the full story of what actually has made America that exceptional country. So I don't think it's a coincidence that we're seeing all these things happen.
All right. Well, Ryan, we're going to leave it there. What a great idea, and thank you for doing this. I think it's going to make all the difference in those public schools so that young people understand, okay, this is how Christianity, this is how the Bible played such an important role in the founding of our nation. And to the opponents on the Jewish side, by the way, and a lot of there are a lot of naysayers there, the Old Testament is included in all of this, so chill out.
Exactly. Todd, and I appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you for fighting the good fight for conservatism and common sense. I always appreciate being on the show.
All right, Ryan Walters, everybody, the Oklahoma State Superintendent. I think this is a brilliant idea, and it's important if you're teaching, and you've got to be able to provide the context, and this is what the superintendent is doing. But honest goodness, folks, what a great – this is really a great example of what's wrong with the country right now. You've got the mainstream media that is embracing men masturbating other men in public. That's okay. And you can do it in front of a child. That's okay when it comes to the mainstream media. But God forbid you actually teach a child in a public school, hey, here's how the Bible was influential in the founding of our nation. Unbelievable. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You like this idea, incorporating the Bible into the lessons? that are being taught in public school classrooms. We'll be right back.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
I believe President Biden was afraid to take any drugs. He might have been challenged on the big debate that night. And the way you test for drugs, you pee in a cup. Trump may have done that. You put in a couple of test strips and you find out. So I'm sure Biden and his handler stayed away from that. And you understand that speed keeps you cranked up and keeps you going. Ice, crank, amphetamines would make you appear very, very fit. And that's the way Biden looked like at his gathering the day after. NFL players do that to get up for games. What do you think? I think so.
All right. Well, look, it's a great thought. That's Joseph from Johns Creek, Georgia, sending us a shout out. By the way, you can do that by going to our website, downloading our app, and you can just, if you don't want to wait online on hold, you can always send us a shout out like Joseph from Georgia did. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Vicki in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Todd. This is Vicki again. Listen, I wanted to tell you something that I heard the day after the debate on another talk show. A lady called in, and she said that the delegates can go to convention with Joe as their nominee, but there is a thing called the superdelegate. And this lady said on this radio talk show that she had heard and gotten word right after the debate that the superdelegates will get together and they will pick their own candidate. And that is usually the one it is. It seems that Hillary Clinton created those superdelegates. The other thing is that...
well, let me jump in here, Vicki, on that issue. So there have been a lot of rule changes within the Democrat Party. And the way it is now, the only way there's no such thing as party leaders anymore within the Democrats. So really the only way that could happen is without Biden's consent, right? Is if a majority of the 4,000 or so delegates decide that he should not be the nominee. So that's the only it's going to be very, very difficult for the Democrats to get rid of Biden if Biden doesn't want to go. Now, if Biden wants to go, then OK, that's going to make it a lot easier. But right now, and by the way, they're looking at people. I mean, some of the names being thrown around. And I'm wondering if you think any of these are going to give Trump a run for his money. Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar. Here you go. Pete Buttigieg. And also Gavin Newsom out of California, among some of the others. All right, go ahead and finish your second thought there, Vicki.
Okay. Thanks for the joke. Yeah, none of those, I wouldn't say. The other thing is Sundowners. Axelrod is throwing that out that, you know, the employees or whatever getting removed. The word elder abuse has been around for quite some time. And there is a big difference between Sundowners and full-blown Alzheimer's. Sundowners is when a person in the afternoon gets tired and they get paranoid and they become afraid of the dark. And yes, they do have some delusions and this, that, and the other going on. The big difference in when a doctor is diagnosing sundowners, which they do go hand in hand. It starts out as dementia and a lot of the time it will go into sundowners, and it's usually people that live alone. The elderly, and but the difference is when you get Alzheimer's, you have no short-term memory. And when they are diagnosing someone with one of the three or even possibly other diagnosis of this dementia, they will notice a trend that this person that they're talking to, and they, of course they get a CAT scan, but a neurologist, they'll notice that this person keeps coming back and saying, now, what did you just say? Or what are we doing here? They'll repeat themselves within usually less than 5 minute period because they have no short term memory.
And that's what it looks like, you know, when Biden wraps up an event and he doesn't know where to go, what to do, and he just sort of stands there and looks. It sounds like that's exactly what you're describing, Vicki.
Yeah, he has full-blown Alzheimer's, and they're just, the reason they're pushing it like they are is because it really, sundowners is not as bad as full-blown Alzheimer's. These people are getting worried because there's some serious elder abuse that has taken place. That's what's going on.
Well,
they've known since before he ran. He had Alzheimer's. They've known. They've had to have known.
Oh, of course. And I suspect, and I'm hoping Bill holds on from North Carolina. Bill, just hang tight because I want to get to your comment, but we're running up against the clock here. I think the Democrats, they overplayed the hand here. They thought that he was going to be able to hang on and he was going to be a one-termer. He'd be one and done. They knew he was somebody they could control. And they put Kamala on there because they knew she wasn't qualified, but they needed a person of color. And they felt like they could control her as well. And now the Democrat, they're screwed. They really are. This is looking great for Trump. But that being said, we got to get out and we got to do our part, which is vote. That's what we've got to do. Vicki, thanks for that call. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. We have a little bit of developing news coming out of Congress. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We understand that the House Judiciary Committee has now sued Attorney General Merrick Garland to obtain those audio tapes of Robert Hur's interview with President Biden. Now, keep in mind that Merrick Garland is in contempt of Congress, refuses to turn over the tapes, and quite frankly, ought to be in jail. I mean, if they're gonna throw Steve Bannon in jail and Peter Navarro in jail for being in contempt of Congress, why isn't Merrick Garland there as well? I want to bring into the conversation Congressman Pat Fallon from the 4th Congressional District in Texas. Congressman, first, good to have you with us today.
Todd, how are you doing? You are a great American. I said it once, I'll say it again.
Well, thanks, Congressman. Appreciate that. So look, Steve Bannon off to prison today, four-month sentence. Same with Peter Navarro. Meanwhile, you have the Attorney General of these United States not in jail, and it just looks to the average American like this is, number one, a double standard, and B, I think you could actually make the argument that Bannon is a political prisoner right now.
Well, the average American is very acute and intelligent then. Todd, because that's exactly what we're witnessing here. Steve Bannon, first of all, the subpoenas that he was found in contempt were issued by the January 6th committee, which wasn't even a legitimate congressional committee to begin with, because most of your listeners probably aren't aware that when we have any committee, regardless of which party is in charge, the Republicans choose their members that will serve on that committee, and the Democrats choose theirs. And if you're in the majority, obviously you get one or two more seats or three or four seats on that committee more than the minority party. That was not the case on January 6th. Nancy Pelosi said, no, the five members that were selected by the Republican conference to serve on that committee weren't good enough. And she said, we're going to pick our own. And she picked, of course, two traitors, Liz Cheney and, God, I forgot the other guy's name already, which is good. The CNN hack.
Kinzinger, Adam Kinzinger.
Yeah. Hinzinger. I never even broke a word with him. So, but you know, he was a big giant phony. And then she loaded it up with Democrats, and it was not a legitimate committee. It was a propaganda gang.
So Congressman, here we are, and that's all going down. We've got the lawsuit now. In the meantime, Congressman Chip Roy has that resolution about the 25th Amendment. Now, part of me, as a Republican, I want Biden to be the nominee because I think Trump's going to be able to deliver a landslide victory in the fall. But the question is, we got a lot of ground to cover between now and then, and it's very clear to me that this guy, Biden, he is not running the country right now.
He's not running the country and hasn't been for, I honestly think, since he was sworn in. I mean, now some of his aides are leaking that, you know, he's pretty conversant from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I didn't know that our adversaries were only going to take nefarious, dangerous actions between those 6 hours in the day. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. And I think this is the largest cover-up in American history. We will find out the truth. And the world got to see, Todd, a peek inside the Biden White House when he couldn't complete sentences. He couldn't conjugate verbs. He couldn't keep a straight thought in his mind. It was really frightening, quite frankly, chilling.
Do you believe that he should be removed from office right now?
Yeah. And so you, as a partisan Republican, just as you mentioned, I want him to be the nominee. But as an American, I want my president to have, you know, coherent thoughts, and he clearly doesn't have them. And it's going to be up to his cabinet, because I don't think he's going to bow out. I think Jill Biden and the bureaucrats that are running the country right now, that they rely on him to be the figurehead. This is weekend at Bernie's, except it's going to be another 4 or 5 months at Bernie's. And they don't want to give up that power. So unless something unforeseen happens, I don't think he's going to bow out, and I think that he'll be their nominee.
Are you hearing from any Democrats on the other side of the aisle? I mean, what are they saying? What's the scuttlebutt on Capitol Hill about Biden?
Well, the ones that what they'll say in private as opposed to what they'll say publicly, yeah, they're terrified. And it was because you can't explain that one away, that his quote-unquote, I don't even want to call it a performance, it was a debacle, it was a disaster, it was a cataclysm, what he did, and President Trump just mopped the floor with them. So, yeah, they're panicking, and that's real. They really are in panic mode. Because if, let's say, you were in a purple district where President Trump won, I think, 6 or 7 districts where there are Democratic members of the House, they've got to be looking for they're looking in the help wanted.
Wow. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Pat Fallon from Texas. While I've got you on the line here, Congressman, over the weekend, there was video that surfaced of an Ilhan Omar rally in Minnesota. And I don't know if you had a chance to see that, but it was all done in a foreign language. And there were no American flags present. The people out there speaking were saying that Ilhan Omar was not working for the people of Minnesota or the United States, but she was working for the people of Somalia. What do you make of that?
No, I've seen the video where she says flat out her first loyalty is to Somalia. And this is what I always said to people. I always found her very intriguing in so much as the United States of America saved her life. We brought her to this country. The American taxpayer paid for her education, housed her, fed her, clothed her, and she hates us. She hates Todd Starnes. She hates Pat Fallon. She hates the red, white, and blue. And that's why when you have
migration, you need to focus and you need to be discerning and you need to bring in people that are going to add to the fabric of this country and make it stronger, not try to tear it apart.
It is shocking. And this, the person speaking at this rally, the former Somali prime minister, and he said this is not a Minnesota issue. It's not an American issue. It's an issue of Somalis. There was not a single American flag at this rally, a lot of Somali flags, and zero people were speaking in English. And again, this was being held in Minnesota, this rally. Unbelievable.
My old football coach, Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz, used to say, when you come to Notre Dame, you become us. We don't become you. And it's just when people come to this country, when our ancestors came to this country, they didn't become, the United States didn't become them. They became the United States. The melting pot works. And when you bring folks like Omar into the country, you're not strengthening our nation. You're weakening it. It's just a fact. And she'll scream and holler and whine and moan, falsely accuse Alpha. Oh, racism, because I'm a woman of color. That has nothing to do with it. There are plenty of people of color, women of color, millions of them, in fact, that strengthen our country. You, it's your individual loyalties to a foreign land, and by the way, a failed state, that are weaken the country, and we're going to call you out on it.
Mm. You think she ought to be expelled from Congress over this?
You know, I walk a fine line. I don't want her to be in Congress, obviously. She only won her last primary by like a percentage point, you know, and you got to be very careful about overturning the electorate. And now if she commits a traitorous act, yeah, that's one thing. This is more of a belief. I hope the people in Minnesota district throw her out of office. I was thrilled to see Jamal Bowman lose, and I think Cori Bush is going to lose in Missouri here coming up. And I'd like to see more of these really communists. That's what they are. They're Marxist communists. Have them lose.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good intel, and appreciate the great work you're doing up on Capitol Hill.
Todd, have a wonderful 4th of July. You are a patriot and a credit to the nation, and I really appreciate you.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Pat Fallon, a great patriot there, representing the 4th Congressional District in Texas. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to Bill. Poor Bill's been holding on for, I think, since yesterday. Bill, thank you for your patience. What's on your mind today?
No problem, Todd. Listen, as you know, Kamala, when they fielded this last team, she didn't even rank on their choices. They put her on there for one reason only, because they knew they could control Biden. That was 25th Amendment insurance. Now they back themselves into a corner, and what can they do? They probably got only one logical, reasonable way out of it to get them through the convention, and they're going to have to cash in that policy. They'll check the DEI block. She'll become the first black female president for 6 months. They can control her. That releases the delegates most likely, and they can put their own slate up there. Otherwise, how are they going to do it?
You know, it is interesting, and this is a bit of a stretcher, Bill, but if they were somehow able to dump Kamala, and of course, the new VP would have to be approved through the Senate. But if they could dump Kamala and in the process somehow invoke the 25th and get Biden out of there, guess who the new president of the United States is?
Oh, yeah.
The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, becomes the president of these great United States.
Same way we got Gerald Ford.
Yes. Well, look, it's a fair point. Yeah. And, of course, we all know Ford was maybe, I don't know, just an inch or so shy of being a full-blown Democrat. So,
yeah, and I think the only other option they're going to get is, watch out, somebody's going to put the pitcher of buttermilk on the dining room table.
Well, you got to watch that. If I'd have a food tester, that's what I'd have. Bill, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Who do you think it's going to be? If it's not going to be Joe Biden, who do the Democrats put up? Who is that person? 901-260-5926.
Child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Roboto.
1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those numbers, they'd raise $500 million. Billion dollars, I should say.
Go wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or man.
What I did, when, for example, wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare to, for the ability to, for the, us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies.
So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised.
Guess what? We got it down to $35 for insulin instead of $400.
I'm not a robot without emotions. I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero.
My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser. We are at the lowest trade deficit with China since 2010.
Thank you, President Biden. Thank you, President Biden.
And we should encourage businesses to hold, to have.
Thank you, President Biden.
I made sure every company in the world, every pharmaceutical company, cannot have to pay.
Thank you.
And by the way,
I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to.
He did not get off to a strong start in that debate, but he had a strong finish. And, you know, it was a slow start, but a strong finish.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being a part of our great show. You know, I was telling the crowd in Waterloo over the weekend, and let me say this. Those people can do stuff with pork that'll make your tongue slap your brain. It's just unbelievable, the food. And the grill master was just terrific. Tyson Foods, one of their folks came down and smoked over 200 pounds of pork. And people ate very well at our event Saturday. But as I was sharing with the crowd, and I want to share this with you, we're only able to do this because of our great audience. You guys make all of this possible. So when you go and support our sponsors, when you buy copies of my books, when you get the newsletter or the podcast, That's you guys making all of this work. And I am always eternally grateful, and I just deeply respect our audience. And that's one of the reasons we love going out to places like Waterloo, places like Bartlesville and Salem, Oregon coming up, and Gainesville, Georgia, and Statesville, North Carolina. I could go on and on and on. Just, I don't want to leave anybody out, but I'm going to have to. But you guys get the point. I will say this, and I'm not going to name names, but there are very few national radio hosts, noon to three, that do what we do, getting out there and actually meeting people, shaking hands, and holding these events in some of the smaller towns and communities. I think we are the only folks that are doing that. And it's because I love it, and I think it's important. And I just want to say thank you. And I hope that you thank your local radio station and thank them for broadcasting this show. And if you're listening, by the way, on our stream or the app, because your local radio station doesn't carry this program, give them a call and tell them, hey, check it out. Listen to what's happening on the radio. It was really remarkable. I was speaking to a guy just the other day, and his son just graduated high school, decided not to do the college route. He's working as a construction guy in the Memphis area. And he said his son listens to the show every day, met some wonderful young ladies down in Waterloo, Iowa. And they're huge fans of the show. They listen to us out on the farm, riding in the tractor, feeding the hogs. They have a lot of hogs, a lot of pigs and corn in Iowa, by the way. But all that to say, thank you. And we're all in this together. I told people it's like we're like a great big front porch. And we love having folks call in and weigh in on the issues of the day, talk to our guests from all over the country. It's just a lot of fun. And I can't say enough good things about the audience of this program. So look, coming up 5 o'clock tonight, we're going to do a deep dive into what's happening with Steve Bannon. Also, we're going to be talking to a medical expert about what exactly is going on with Joe Biden right now. That's 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Now, you need to download NewsmaxPlus.com because that way you'll be able to watch the Todd Stern Show, 5 o'clock Eastern. Not only my show, but you're going to be able to watch Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Chris Salcedo, Greg Kelly, everybody. Newsmax Plus also covers all the major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones that Fox News will not cover. So here's what I want you to do. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. You can download the app and you can start watching immediately. Now get this. We're going to give you a free trial run. That's right. We're not going to charge you a single penny. So initially, so give it a shot. If you like it, you're going to pay for it. If not, well, that's all right. But you're going to love it. Trust me. NewsmaxPlus.com. All right. Hang tight, folks. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This story is just insane. And God bless Mary Margaret Olihan. She does a great job. She's senior reporter over the Daily Signal. We had her on to talk about her book a while back. It's called D-Trans, True Stories of Escaping the Gender Ideology Cult. Now, we covered this initial story when it first happened, when the new Miss Maryland USA was named, and it turned out that the prettiest woman in Maryland is a man. And it's a weird story. Now, the other contestants, the actual biological women, are pushing back, and there are accusations that this guy was just trying to steal their crown. So Mary Margaret Olihan has the exclusive story over at the Daily Signal and joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mary Margaret, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming back on the show.
It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. So what happened here? So take us through this guy wins the pageant and sort of makes history there in the state of Maryland.
Yes. So this is a man who identifies as a woman who was competing as a woman in a women's beauty pageant. This is a man that is married to another man who happens to be a Marine. And so this transgender pageant contestant goes by the name Bailey Ann Kennedy, so I'll call him Kennedy. Kennedy describes himself as a military spouse, a military wife. According to the girls that I talk to, he doesn't have a job, is more like a, doesn't have children, is more just, you know, in the beauty pageant business for now. And the women that I talked to told me that they were very upset that a man had beat them in this beauty pageant. They told me that they felt like this pageant had advertised itself about promoting women's confidence, wanting to inspire them. And they said that this is not at all the way they felt having had to compete against a man. You know, they felt taken down, belittled. One woman even said to me, you know, like, I'm trying to be this very hardworking, independent woman, and here is a man that doesn't even have a job that for some reason just won this contest. And, you know, that is part of the criteria for judging these contests is how much charity work do these women do? How successful are they in their businesses or in their families? They also pointed out to me that this contest, they declared a winner on the very first day of Pride Month, June 1st. And that is when Miss Maryland declared a transgender man as the prettiest princess of them all. So there's a lot of different things going on here that these girls were very upset about. I reached out to Miss Maryland, Miss USA. I had a lot of questions. They did not want to answer my questions, so we're still waiting to hear back from them.
It has to be so aggravating for these young ladies, Mary Margaret. What are they telling you?
They're incredibly aggravated. They felt very discouraged. One of them said she was disgusted that this would be made into, you know, woke performance art, essentially. Rather than just letting them compete. They also pointed out to me, this is not a low-cost endeavor. If you're going to be in these pageants, you pay a lot of money for your hair, your makeup, your gowns. There's even rules about where you're allowed to buy your makeup, which is usually through the pageant, which makes it expensive. So it's, you know, it can be very time-consuming and costly, and these girls feel like it was kind of pre-decided that once Kennedy entered the contest, there was a decision already made that he would win. And, you know, they had a lot to say on that topic. So they just felt gypped. They said, why did we do this? Why did we spend all this money if they were going to turn this into a Pride Month little shindig? And, of course, Bailey Ann Kennedy, this transgender, trans-identifying man, went and marched in a Pride parade as one of the very first acts as beauty queen or beauty pageant queen, Miss Maryland USA.
It's just, this is just insanity. And again, it's just like in women's sports, Mary Margaret, where the women are being shoved aside and the guys are basically saying, you know what, we do a better job of being female than you.
Yep, exactly. And you know, it's another case of the adults in the room, the people who are judging, making the choice to put this this ideological identity above the needs and comfort of women. You know, these girls in the pageant, most of them didn't realize they were competing against a man until it was announced and he was posting on his social media, because if you look at this guy's social media, you will be surprised. He does look like a woman. He's had a lot of work done, and, you know, we can't say for certain what kind of surgical procedures he's had done, but even in the bikini photos, it is very hard to tell whether this is a trans-identifying man or an actual woman. So after the winner was declared and all of these girls found out that they had been sharing a space with a biological man, they were disturbed. You know, that's a violation of their trust and of their comfort level. So, and, you know, I spoke with one girl who didn't compete this year, but she did compete a few years ago. And she told me that if that had happened during her year, she would have been incredibly angry and felt incredibly violated.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. And so they didn't, the girls had no idea, because I've seen the pictures too. And the guy does look like a woman. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to say, oh, that's a dude.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, there's a lot of procedures that can be done to do so. And again, I can't speak to exactly what Kennedy had done. He hasn't answered my request for comment, and he actually blocked me when I reached out to him on social media. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, right? He is still a man. He still competed in a women's beauty pageant contest, and he still won. And so, you know, these girls, I think, are very brave for speaking out because they were concerned about what impact it would have on them and on their careers. You know, it's a very scary thing to do, but I think it's important that girls do this kind of thing, because it really helps other girls understand the importance of standing up in their own spaces. You know, I was the first person to break the Riley Gaines story several years ago. I was at the NCAAs up in the bleachers. I was DMing all these girls, asking them to speak to me about how they felt about racing Leah Thomas or sharing locker room. Riley Gaines was the one that got back to me and was willing to speak up, and her bravery has inspired so many people since then. So, you know, this is my favorite kind of story to report on, and I think these are really the stories that we need to be promoting.
I'm with you 1,000%, and Mary Argus, you do a great job of that over at the Daily Signal. And, folks, we've got a link to the story over on our live show blog. Mary Margaret, keep us updated, and let us know how all this turns out.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. There you go. The great Mary Margaret Olihan. She is a senior reporter for the Daily Signal. We had her on Newsmax, the TV show, last week, and wanted to make sure we got her back on the radio show as well. This, again, goes to show you the war on women in America. But that dude does look like a chick. Not going to lie. He does kind of, but he's got, but when you cut through all the makeup and the sparkly dress, dude's got man parts. What are you going to do? All right. You can't put enough glitter to cover that up. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, by the way, we're going to try to get these people on the show. The Graceland is just phenomenal. It's kind of like almost like an amusement park, but it's really classy the way they have done Graceland, and they are having a massive 4th of July celebration. Very patriotic folks over there at Graceland. We're going to try to get them on because there's so much going on. Aside from just the fireworks, they're having a celebration about America, and I just love that. So if you're in the Memphis area, or even if you're not, head on over to Graceland, and we're going to try to get them on the show this week to talk about their big festival. It actually starts Thursday and goes through the weekend. But that being said, you still got to get ready for your cookout. And my question is, what are you doing for the cookout? Are you doing burgers, dogs, brats? What are you doing for the 4th of July? Now, if you're going to do burgers or steaks, I just want to encourage you to go check out BackyardButchers.com/Todd. BackyardButchers.com, they're delivering American-raised and harvested meat from their ranches to your dinner table. And that's pretty awesome. Everything raised right here in America, grass-fed, grain-finished. The meat is absolutely delicious. You got to trust me on this one, folks. BackyardButchers.com. Here's the deal. When you go and order, and they have all sorts of different packages, I am not a steak guy. I'm a good burger guy. That's what I love. But they have delicious, juicy steaks as well. If you order using my code, Todd, you're going to save 20% off your entire order. That's huge. 20% off your entire order, BackyardButchers.com. Now, if you subscribe, say you want to get like a monthly beef subscription, and I'd rather have that than a magazine subscription. Well, all you have to do is go to BackyardButchers.com, and then you're going to get an additional 10% off, and they're going to throw in free shipping. They have over 500,000 very happy customers across America, hundreds of five-star reviews on Google, and they've got an American-based customer service team. Get this. You want to know who's answering the phones? This is awesome. Stay-at-home moms. They hired stay-at-home moms to handle their customer service lines. I just love this. So, again, BackyardButchers.com/Todd. You're going to save an extra 20% off. Use my code Todd, and let me tell you something. You're going to have a delicious Independence Day weekend. We'll be right back.
You've all heard about PhD weight loss and nutrition, and you know that it's a weight loss program that works. You don't lose weight easily or quickly, but you lose the weight naturally. The program is based 100% on nutrition. They teach you to eat the right food for your body. There are no drugs, no injections, no terrible side effects. In fact, all the side effects of this program have been good ones. Better energy, you'll sleep better, have more focus, and your clothes will fit better. More importantly, you'll just feel better. If you have weight to lose and are considering taking those weight loss shots on the market, please read the side effects first. Getting healthy should not make you sick, and it shouldn't make you dependent on a drug. PhD is freedom. PhD teaches you to rely on yourself and your knowledge and do what is right for your body. Call them today at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900.
Well, they got a new survey out. Americans are expected to spend less money for their 4th of July celebration. They surveyed a number of consumers around the nation. They're saying that they're going to be spending, the average American will be spending about $90 per person on food items. That's down $3 from last year. They also say that people are just going to be spending less money, and a lot of that has to do with Biden inflation. Also, sad news out of the Midwest. You know, I was just driving down and saw the John Deere Tractor Museum, which is over in, is it Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, one of those two, Cedar Falls. Okay, it's somewhere in Iowa. And drove by it, amazing-looking museum. John Deere announcing mass layoffs, telling workers at plants in Illinois and Iowa they're going to be out of a job by the end of summer. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of jobs that are all going south to Mexico. I want to bring in our good friend. He is the founder of Timothy Plan, Art Alley. TimothyPlan.com, by the way, is the website, TimothyPlan.com. Art, good to have you with us today.
Man, always a pleasure, Todd.
Well, Art, a couple of big stories to talk about. You just heard me mention about Americans spending less money on the 4th of July, but it's not just, you know, 4th of July cookouts we're talking about. I mean, people aren't going to restaurants. Restaurants are shutting down. It's really hard for people out there.
Well, that's Bidenflation. I mean, it's a different world today, but we can get it back. We can get it back with a little common sense and leadership.
What do you?
But you're right. They just don't have the money. It's I want you to call my daughter though, because she's planning our annual 4th of July shindig we have at my house with 60-70 people.
Wow.
She didn't get that memo about it costing less.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're going to be the girls are going to be busy at the Alley household.
Amen, man. Amen. But people are struggling, and you know, it's they're finally waking up. I guess when you get pushed back against the wall, you finally have to make a decision that, you know, things are not going well. I am not better off than I was. I'm way worse off. But at least we just keep chugging along at Timothy. You know, we are doing pretty well in a turbulent market. Things are, you know, we're pretty much up in most all of our funds for the year. But it's a crazy time, Todd.
And you've got jobs going south of the border. The John Deere story is really tragic for those folks in the heartland.
Yeah. I was at that museum. It was incredible. But it contrasts, and this is not a political statement, but when Trump was in office, the jobs came back to America. We now have the opposite. When you start over-regulating and over-taxing and over-burdening companies, they're going to go to the smoothest handle they can find, and it's all about profitability. And of course, that's the business we're in, with trying to decide which companies are best to own. But when you have that kind of an anti-business oppressive governmental control, jobs are going to leave. And it's just a fact of life. But, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm thinking the pendulum is swinging back. We are waking up. We are going to start putting people in office, and that's not our answer, but it is a partial answer, who use at least common sense. And that's the way we run Timothy. It's all based on common sense, which has kind of become uncommon today. But if we get a good administration and some good conservative people that aren't sold out to the one world socialist communist group, we're going to have a good recovery in America.
Did you ever?
So I'm just kind of treading water until we see what happens in these elections.
Art Alley is with us, founder of the Timothy Plan, and timothyplan.com is the website. Art, when you launched Timothy Plan so many years ago, did you ever imagine that you guys would be surpassing that $2 billion threshold?
And oh, man, no.
To see the success that you've seen.
That was a pipe dream. You know, I promised our staff, because, you know, they all lived in the early days on credit cards and charging because we grew very slow and we just couldn't meet payroll all the time, that if we ever got to 500 million, I'd take them all on a cruise, thinking that would never happen. But it did. So I had to honor that and take them all on a cruise. So I've learned from that. Now I'm telling them 5 billion, we'll all go on a cruise again.
Or order
so
pizza.
I've got a little wiggle room.
I love that.
Unless your listeners kind of push it over the top, and I hope they do. They can come with us.
Absolutely. And again, folks, the whole point of Timothy Plan, and I love this advice you have, Art, quit investing in organizations trying to destroy us. Very simple.
That's right. Yeah, that's it makes no sense whatsoever. And we do the heavy lifting. We know what we're not going to own. We know the companies that are undermining our country. And we won't own shares of those companies. So our shareholders are very happy that they're able to align how they invest with their moral and biblical convictions.
So if you are a person of faith and you are an investor, you like investing your money in companies, you've got to go to timothyplan.com, ladies and gentlemen. Before you do anything else, just go to timothyplan.com and check out their website, all of the great services they provide. And they're going to make sure that you're not investing your money in companies and businesses that are doing things that are contrary to your belief system. And it really is that simple. Art, we've got a skedaddle, my friend, but I want to wish you a very happy Independence Day. And what a great country we live in, sir.
Oh, it's so great, man. Let's just make it greater. Appreciate
Absolutely.
You, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. Art Alley, ladies and gentlemen, and he's going to have one heck of a big Independence Day celebration at his house, and I'm certain many of you are as well. But in all seriousness, go check out timothyplan.com, especially if you're a younger listener. You want to start early investing, and I'm going to tell you something about Art. People are making money, and they're able to do it without violating their beliefs, and I love that. Hey, we've got to scoot out of here. 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Have a great one, everybody. You be good, America.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans. Trump, Trump,
Trump! Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.